We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger. He and fellow House Republicans are authorizing a lawsuit against President Obama. A GOP bill passed on Wednesday was along party lines, 225 to 201. Republicans accused the president of overreach through his increased use of executive actions. And the focus of the lawsuit will be on actions that Mr. Obama has taken to implement and enforce the Affordable Care Act. Democrats call the litigation an election year charade. You said and stated after the vote was a constitutional matter more than any election year posturing. Explain a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely it is. It is not about a particular subject like Obamacare. I mean, this could be on a number of things. This is the issue of the president overstepping his constitutional standing. He has gone in and pushed the envelope in unprecedented ways that no other president has. And there was a step towards this under President Bush after 9/11 with a number of executive orders and the things that had happened. They went back though and then passed laws for the most part to cover that. This president has not done that. And this is about the standing of the legislature and the judicial branch of the government and making sure that the president stays in his constitutional lane when he's dealing with the issues that we need to tackle here in Congress.
Bill, what's your reaction to Mr. Obama's statement after the vote saying he's challenging congressional Republicans to join him in getting some work done and, quote, stop being mad all the time, end quote?
Yeah, I'm not mad. I came up here to get some things done. I'm frustrated that when I have two bills that pass the House unanimously, for example, won't be taken up in the Senate. I'm frustrated when we have over 300 bills total that have been passed in the House sitting and languishing over in the Senate. I'm frustrated that the president has decided to not talk to the legislative branch, but instead use his pen and his phone, as he calls it. I'm as eager as anybody to get these major issues tackled. We need willing partners to go do that, though.
Is that the key right there? You just mentioned the two words, willing partners. It just seems as if one side of the aisle doesn't get the other side to do exactly what they want them to do, they're walking away, and vice versa. Has that been the case?
I think it's certainly been the environment up here. Now, having said that, we, as I just pointed out, we have sent over 300 bills over to the Senate. That's the first step to getting this done. I mean, this is Schoolhouse Rocks kind of stuff, you know. The House passes a bill, the Senate passes a bill. If it's not the same bill, then we go to a conference committee, and then that gets sent on to the president. So we're doing our job over in the House, whether it's highway funding or a lot of other things, but we just simply can't get the Senate to go along.
Now, the Senate, Bill Heisinger, is expected to approve a bill reforming the troubled Veterans Affairs Department after it cleared the House yesterday in a 420-5 vote. The roughly $17 billion measure aims to resolve VA scheduling problems and long wait times, would give many vets the option of seeking care outside the VA system, and the legislation provides funding to hire more doctors and nurses and expand VA facilities. You've been in the forefront of trying to get some VA reform, of course, with your background. Certainly, this compromise may not be exactly what a lot of people wanted, but at least it's a good first step.
That is right, Gary. This is a good first step. This has not solved all the problems and the issues that the VA has. We still need to do that on behalf of the veterans, though. This is a good step. And we have failed our veterans as a nation when they've been coming back, and this is going to allow them, not Washington bureaucrats, but this is going to start to allow them to be more empowered in the decision making that they face when getting treatment. And so it's going to take resources, but I'm okay with spending those resources because these men and women deserve it.
Along those lines, though, the Congress can establish new regulations, new opportunities and the like, but is it almost as important, even more important, for the VA to change its culture so that administratively they can help more than they've done in the past?
Yeah, that is the real problem, is the culture that has been created over the decades, and that has to change. It's been about the system. It's been about the people working there, over and above the people that they're supposed to be serving, and that's the focus that we have to switch around, and we have to flip that on its head. We have to make sure that we're taking care of those men and women, whether they be with physical injuries or internal injuries, and you know, the emotional side of the war that they are carrying yet. We have to put them first.
Two more things, Bill Heisinger, we'd like to chat with you on before we let you go for this Thursday. First of all, congressional Republicans are gearing up for a key vote involving the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. House Speaker John Boehner and his deputies are urging Republicans to vote for a $659 million border funding plan. The House bill contains a provision to speed up the return of migrant children to their native countries. Band-aid more than anything else, or can this bill be anything constructive that can be long-standing, can be part of a foundational change?
Well, it can be part of that, but this is a stopgap. This is a stopgap because this is a crisis, and we are not solving all of the problems and all of the issues. We are taking a positive, quick step. This is going to give these young people a legal review, as the law calls for right now, but it's also going to change that 2008 law so that no longer will there be this loophole of how we are dealing with kids from different countries in various situations. So that's a major step, that one right there, but we still have not solved some of the broader immigration issues, and we're going to continue to tackle those things. But we need to do this to deal with this immediate crisis and deal with these kids in a compassionate way, which we're capable of doing, but and also with an eye towards justice.
Yeah, respecting the laws. And the other thing too, in regards to that, I hate to sound cynical, but I'm going to say it. This might be an election year type measure to sort of appease people that say we need immigration reform now. They kind of, you know, Congress can come back and say, hey, we're working on it, and pass this bill, and maybe sort of delay some of the tougher questions that could cost Congress votes at the ballot box until after the election.
Well, this actually doesn't go after the election. This only brings us through a shorter period before we still have to deal with those broader things. This is focused on trying to make sure that the border agents, agents that are down there dealing with this, are able to focus on the border. It's going to allow states to go in, be compensated for taking out the National Guard, who can do the care part of all of these kids that have come in. There's an estimate that if we don't do this, we could hit up to 90,000 unaccompanied minors that have crossed the border this year by the end of this fiscal year, by the end of September. 90,000. It was a couple of thousand 2 or 3 years ago. So we're just being flooded at this point. The system is overwhelmed. So this is a measure to just deal with that immediate crisis. And we're again, as you had pointed out, we still have to tackle these larger issues about what to do with people that already are here. What are we going to do to reform the people that are trying to come, whether it be the high tech or the low tech? And this is exactly that. It is it's a measure to try to deal with the immediate crisis happening.
One final thing, Bill Heisinger, and it's a little bit more closer to home. A lot of attention over the last couple of days, actually yesterday more than, Tuesday more than anything else, the arrival of the cruise ship Pearl Mist in Holland Harbor. A lot of people gawked and had mouths agape over the big boat that normally is not seen on Lake Mackinac. And at least to the point, and you've been discussing it and have been working on it, about harbor dredging. Holland's harbor could be in danger of losing a priority status because as the the young BPW plant gets decommissioned, the coal shipments that provide the bulk and the majority of the tonnage in the Holland Harbor goes away. And so it is not as a priority of a commercial harbor as had been in the past. And you're trying to deal with making sure that Holland Harbor and all the other smaller harbors do get that attention that they need so that, you know, ships such as the Pearl Mers can be able to sail in, and smaller crafts as well.
Yeah, that's right, Gary. There is a minimum of 1 million tons that have to go in and out to start qualifying for some of these commercial designations for harbors. We are in danger of losing that up and down the coast here. And that, as I've talked about before, we have got to have some sort of understanding and recalculation when we're dealing with the Great Lakes. Our seasons are different. The length of the boats, the tonnages, obviously the fluctuation of water levels and some of those things. So we're going to continue to work on that. Meantime, with the WRDA bill, the Water Resource Development Act bill, we're making some progress. We're using harbor maintenance trust funds for that, for using that to maintain our waterways and making sure that the dredging and those kinds of things, the repairs that need to happen on piers is going to happen. And I led the charge with a Democrat from California, Janice Hahn, on restoring that funding to where it properly needed to go. So we're making some progress, but we got a lot of work to do yet.
Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the issues of the day. I believe you guys are taking a month off.
Well, we're going to be busy back in and around West Michigan. I can tell you that.
Right. In Washington.
Yeah. This is the traditional recess that Congress has taken for a couple of hundred years. However, I would be more than happy to give that up if we could make some substantive progress on things. And unfortunately, I think those willing partners, as we talked about before, are not simply willing to make progress. They just want to throw out rhetoric. And so I just hope and pray that we're going to be able to get serious here soon and get this election behind us so we can tackle these issues.
Have a good, safe trip home, and I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.